start.
We'll do the 208. Right. Rabbi Five-ish. Pink. Pay. Rabbi Five-ish. K.
The Ramban, in his Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra, you know, he gives a Hakdama to each of the five Chumashim. Here in Vayikra, he shows the connection between Sefer Shemos and Sefer Vayikra in a very beautiful and enlightening manner. He called Shemos Sefer HaGolos VaHaGeula, because in Shemos, they went into Mitzrayim, they came out of Mitzrayim. And he points out very importantly that although the Geulas Mitzrayim took place in Parshas Bo and B'Shalach, Yisra Mishpotim B'Tumah T'Savach Tzitzo, she says, no. The Geula only really became a Geula in Pekudeh. The Geula wasn't released from Mitzrayim. The Geula is not back home to any particular location. The Geula is, said the Ramban, back into the situation that we were, in the environment that we were. Originally, they were with Beis Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael, the house where the Shekhinah rests. Then they went into Golos, and into Mitzrayim, and Fablonjet, and when they came out of Mitzrayim, it was when Mitzrayim, they came out of Mitzrayim, and they came to Har Sinai, and they had the tzivui to make a Mishkan. And they made a Mishkan. Vayechas ha'onon es oyel moed uchavoyt Hashem mole es ha'mishkan maftir in Pashas Pekudei. Ah, that's Geula. Chavoyt Hashem mole es ha'mishkan. Klal Yisrael, but we're now back home again. The location has to be somewhere obscure in the Midbar. But if we are with the Shekhinah, we're home. That's what Geula for Klal Yisrael is. So Sefer Shemos ends with the Geula. It's not good as Shalema. As another advantage. But without that, we're back home. Dos es that Geula. It's a Geula for Klal Yisrael. The only problem is, because we're human and we have a Geula, tomorrow, who knows what'll be? Because we're human and we make mistakes. If I give you a gift, a beautiful gift, it's not perfect because you could lose it. And if you lose it, I'm not giving you another one. You get it the one off. If I give you a gift, and with it I give you guarantees that you won't lose it permanently, you know, a 16-day take-back guarantee in Toganish, you can always get it back, that's a proper gift. Parshas Sefer Vayikra is Torah's Koyanim, is Korbonos, Zot the Ramban. Klal Yisrael bin Zoyche tu vaychas ha'onon es ayol moed. Klal Yisrael have the Shekhinah with them. But in case, during down the line, they make mistakes and the Moshim says, sorry, I can't be with you. You can get back. Korban brings you back. The Korban can bring the person back to the Matzav in Chet. Let's say, take a Chet. Someone, it's Choyte. Satakaton and Avera. So the Moshim says, I can't be with you anymore. So you can get back. You can come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, come back to the Matzav HaShekhinah. So Sefer Vayikra is the mamish continuation. I've just given you. You've got it. You've got the Shekhinah. Vaychas ha'onon. And here's your guarantee where if you momentarily lose it, this is how you can get it back. Korban can be Mechapeh and can bring you back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's. What about the rest of Vayikra? I mean, you've got Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini's come out, Mishkan, Shemini, Mishkan, Korbonos, Shadrim, Tzoyra, Achrimos, Kedosh Yemem, what's up? No, the Ramban fills that in as well. There are certain things, every time a person has Shom does an Aveira, he's merachik himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a distance. But there are some things which are absolute anathema to the Ribbono Shel Olam. With that, it's an absolute terrible thing. The Shinah will go straight away. And that's Macholos Asurois and Aroyos. And the Metzora has Kabonos. Savre Metzora is busy with the Aveir of that will bring Tzoras. But again, how do you get back the Kabonos? So Savre Metzora is Korbonos. But Shemini, Macholos Asurois. And in Achrimos, Aroyos, those Averas are a massive cause of Siluk HaShekhinah. Therefore, we're dealing with, make sure you keep the Shekhinah. That's Vayikra, what Vayikra is about. So therefore, in Sefer Vayikra, we have the Isurim HaMacholos HaSurois and Aroyos. watch out, be very careful, you want to keep the Shekhinah, this is the way to keep the Shekhinah. It's all the one theme of the Shekhinah. But Habakkuk Kosai was a bit bothered. Can't get away with it. I was thinking I'll skip that. But Habakkuk Kosai, it's Kenzai. Okay, I'll bring it in hopefully and a little bit further along. I think, to some extent anyway, I think so. But on this theme of Korbonos, the Erechaim HaKodesh asks a difficulty in the Lashon of Pasuk. He has two kashas mainly. David Aben Ezra, the second pasuk says, "David Aben Ezra Amar Talem Odom Ki Yakrim Mikem Korban Hashem." On this, he asks, first of all, the wording is a bit odd. Odom, what's the Mikem? Odom Ki Yakrim Mikem. Odom Mikem Ki Yakrim. Yeah. Odom Mikem, one of you. Odom Mikem Ki Yakrim. Odom, a man, Ki Yakrim, when he brings near Mikem of you. Okay, Chazal Daoshim, what Mikem teaches earlier. Goim coming. Good, but the Lashon of the Pasuk isn't, shall we say, exactly strict. Then a second question he asks, what's the Lashon Korban? Let's go back. Perhaps the modern enlightened Jew, not so connected with Emunah, might look with a frown at the Inyan or Korbanos. It's a bit of it's very old-fashioned. This idea of taking an animal and cutting it up and putting it on the fire and making a fire, is Chas v'Shalom a pagan? Modern people don't do it. So Chas v'Shalom, we don't understand. People look, we're not such Ashena cook af Inyan or Korbanos. The idea that the Goyim brought their offerings to their gods, that was to appease the god, and look here, I could do with this and this, or are you upset with me? Here, let me give you a present, let me bribe you, and then be nice to me. That was the idea of the Korbanos Talhamtul Tavoy Dozor. That's not what we're doing with a carbon at all. When we bring a carbon to the Baruch Shalom, whether it's a chatos or oil or shalom, whatever it is, what we're doing, we're not giving a present. We're doing an act. Our act is not a gift. They said it should be called nedava. A carbon should be called a nedava or a teshura or a shai. Why carbon? Because exactly that's what it is. A carbon is korev el Hashem. The act of bringing a carbon is to bring you close to Hashem. That we just said before. The hashros hashchinah. I've lost the shchinah. That means I've distanced myself to some extent. I want to get back. Adam ki yakriv mikem. It's you that you're bringing from yourself. We say in the tefillah, it's in the siddur by Elikai Natsoya, by those Tanis, miut chelbi v'domi. Yeah, you hear otzim milvanecha sheyachoshe miut chelbi v'domi. People take upon themselves a Tanis the dover. So it says the lashon of the tefillah is please Hakadosh Baruch Hu reckon the lack of my fat and my blood from the Tanis keilu hikriv ala mizbeach. The idea of a korban is its meat should be on the mizbeach. So this is not giving a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is lekarev. I want to come near to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the idea of the korban. Zichus Tonenten. Yeah, korev Hashem. That's what it's all about. And with that, on this theme, it go a step further. The part of again and again and again and again, you have the lashon, the pasuk, Ishei Reach Nichoch Lashem, Ishei Reach Nichoch Lashem, Reach Nichoch Lashem, Ishei Reach Nichoch Lashem, again and again and again. So Rashi teaches, what's Ishei Reach Nichoch Lashem? So Rashi, Nachas Ruach She'omarti V'nasis Ritzoini. Nachas Ruach, it's a pleasing feeling, not only the smell, it's a pleasing thing to me. Sha'omarti v'nasis ritzoni, that I told you to do something and you did it. That's the type of reach nichoach. Lefi zeh stamurti kishverkait. Every time you do a mitzvah, you should say reach nichoach. Nowhere in no other mitzvahs in the Torah is the loss of reach nichoach. Only by korban. Halo dovo. Yes, it's difficult. So the Haksava Kabbalah says a gem. Haksava Kabbalah says on reach nichoach like this. Give you a mashal. A person had a hard day in the office, hard day in the business. It's been a tough day. He's had everything's gone wrong. He's been tired and aggravated and frustrated. And he really comes at 5:30 at night. He's coming home. It's a bad day. Being a bad day today. He's really feeling down. He opens the front door, puts the key in the front door, and he comes in. And he says, "Hello, dear, I'm home." And the delightful smell comes out to him. His wife prepared, she must have known Rosh Chodesh, he's had a bad day, she's prepared his favourite supper. And the smell is delightful. Oh, he says, oh, it already, he feels, oh, the day will end nicely. At least my wife will make my, lamb chops, whatever it is, his favourite dish, it's there for him. Yeah? By a korban, the kohanim are there by the korban, and a mensch darf doch kommen auf sein korban. He should be there by his korban. What goes on when he brings the korban? Let's take the classic case of the chet. Yeah, he did achatos. He was chas v'sholom b'shoikik. He was over chilul Shabbos b'shoikik. He didn't realize not to take the bones out of the fish. He thought he did wrong. He was mechallel Shabbos b'shoikik. He's chayv achatos. So he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And he comes to the kohen and he says to the kohen, "Ishi kohen, and machay v'chatos." He said, "What happened?" He told him what he did. He says, "Okay, this is what you have to do. Go and get this behemoth." But it's not just a ritual. The kohen is yoru mishpotecha le'yakov. The kohen's job is not just to be the servant to do the. It's not just the chazan davening for the omen and again the offering done with. He has a talk with the yid. He says to the yid, "What happened? Akach v'kach. Toynished. No, come on. How comes you didn't know? Let's sit down and work out. You made a Torah in Hilchos Shabbos. Have you learned Hilchos Shabbos? When's the last time you had a shiur in Hilchos Shabbos? Right, okay. Let's arrange a chavrusa for you to learn Hilchos Shabbos." And he gives him Musa, and he gives him Hadrocha, and he says to him, "Listen here, we're going to make a korban for you now. It's not just Azoi Pasha." You know, Moshem just says, "You just give him a goat." And Hashem says, okay, it's Nishtazoi. Hakshavah wants to see, you know. So by the time he gets to the korban and he actually comes to the shechita and the zrika and the kapara, if the kohen did a good job and if the yid's an ernst yid, there'll be tears in his eyes and there'll be a tzebrochen kite in his heart and he'll take upon himself, "Taka, I must be more careful in future." And he's, you know, and a bit devotional beside me, Moichel. The korban itself isn't the thing. The korban is a simon of good things to come. When you come in from work and the beautiful smell that comes out from the kitchen, you don't get anything from the smell. The smell is not going to sell. But it tells you there's something beautiful in store going to happen soon. Oh, that's what Reach Nichoyach is. The Burnish Loim says you bring a korban and you do it the right way, the way the kohen advises you and guides you and shows you what to do. That's a Reach Nichoyach. The Moshe says, "Aha. Good things ahead for me. This yid is going to be an Andre yid, a Besser yid, an Elch yid." That's Tachshim Reich Nechaya. Ain't nothing at me. Pesukim say it in Nach, in Shabbos Chazoin, in the Haftorah Chazoin. Lomeli roiv zivcheichim yoimar Hashem. I don't want your kabbalas. What do you mean? Kabbalah likes kabbalas. Right? No. Hashbach doesn't want the korban. He wants the heart that goes with the korban. An empty korban, he's taken right. If you go and you bring an animal, a big fat animal, and in your heart is empty, you haven't got any reach nechach, you haven't got the rotzen of Nei Hashem, and the gres deraya is again a chiddush in korbanos. The only mitzvah that machshava can passel. All right, machshava is important in every mitzvah. When you put on tefillin in the morning, just having lekayim mitzvahs boilish, it's one or another tefillin. If you did do that, you put it on without thinking, or you put it on because you enjoy your new tefillin. Mamisha shaloi lishma, but mitzvah yingos just only wants to show off. Okay, but he's not done the mitzvah for shena oifen. But has he been mekayim the mitzvah? Is he doing the mitzvahs tefillin? Yes. If a person brings a korban and he has a machshava chutz lizman and chutz lemkoymoi, nobody can see what's going on. Nobody knows. It's in his heart. He's doing everything here, there, and with the wrong machshava, it's pigle or it's puzzled and he's not yoitze. And but forget, he says, and I've had to put it on the mizbeach because the ikka by the korban is not the ma'aseh ha-korban. The ikka is the machshava, the lave that goes with it. That's what the Rebbe Nishlam wants, and that's what the korban's all about. So you're right. An open, empty act of offering up an animal on a mizbeach is takagonish. It's nothing. It's that The Yiddishkeit that Avodas Hashem is doing actions which are ma'orer machshavas. It's symbolic, if you want to put it that way. It's what is ma'orer a person to do it the right way. By doing an act of this and having the right machshavas, you'll get there. So thus it's korban. That's the idea. And with that, you'll bring back the Shechinah.
That's the shorish of the word.
Sorry? Korev. That's what I said. The word is korev. Not a gift to Hashem, it's korev, it's not a shoychah, it's not a bribery. I want to come back near to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Again, on the same theme, we can go a little bit further. We know that in various midrashim it quotes that min ha-behema, korbanos are only min ha-behema, not min ha-chaya. Chaya is possible. Can't use chayas. Why? There are three different reasons given why you can't use a chaya. One is, the Ari is Roidev the Shoyer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the Ari, the Roidev. He wants the Nirudov. Hashem says, I only want Keves, Kvosim, I only want Mena Behem. That's one reason. Yivakesh is Nirudov. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be Matreach Klal Yisrael, to have to go El Ayorim, to go out into the jungles and the forest, to go and find animals, to go Ashver Azach, from what's readily available, the farm animals, we've got them here. The second reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't mikabel Menachaya. The third reason is because inherently the Chayos have Midas Roes. They have Ari Toirev. Yeah, the lion is an aggressive Balgaiva. So the Hashem doesn't want. Whereas the sheep and the cow, they're tame. They're Midas. They haven't got these Midas Roes, so to speak. So come to Chos Hazoi. La Asid Lavoi. The state in Pasuk. Do we have a Tehillim close by? Oh, yeah, don't. Still, get
some
crap. La Asid
Lavoi. Anyway, we should
have. Okay, but that's in a different area. State in Pasuk like this. The Osid Lovoi, when the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, the God Zaev im Keves, the Nomer im Gedi Yirbot, the Osid Lovoi, no longer will the lion fight, the lion will lie down together with the lamb, will lie down with the lamb. So two things have gone. It's neither a roidev, nor is it far away. It's here together with us in the farms. So in the farms you'll have sheep and you'll have lions. So you could, for those two reasons, the two reasons why you cannot use chaya are obsolete. But the third reason remains. The third reason is nochalt is the ari is nochalt. It's his midah is gaiva, and that's the Moshe doesn't want gaiva. That's the biggest merachek from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Tovas Hashem called gevalev in anivahu yochab oilam. Gaiva is the worst thing that a person could, in order to push himself away from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Doshteit in kapitel non aleph in Tehillim. David HaMelech, in capital non aleph, the capital of Tshuva, at the end of the capital, David says like this: Kiloi sachpoit zevach ve'eteno. You don't want from me zevach, I'd give it. Oila loy sirtze. You don't particularly want an oila from me. Zivche elukim, what is the carbon to Hashem? Ruach nishbara. That's what Hashem wants. Every carbon. I want ruach nishbara. I want to see your broken heart. Leiv nishbo v'nitke elukim loy sirtze. So, get right to the next pasuk. Heitiv over tzoyncho es tzion. Even when Hashem will be good to tzion. Tiv nechoim es Yerushalayim. I will build the walls of Yerushalayim. La'otid lovo. There'll be no fighting by the Ari. The two up reasons will be gone by the Ari. Oz tachpoitz. Then Hashem, you will want zivchei tzedek oylo v'cholil. Oz yalu al mizbachacho. Parim and not Chayes. Although the two reasons have gone away, they don't apply anymore. Oh, but the third reason that Zibchel Kim Ruach Nishbora, the Ari, is not got a Lev Nishbora, Lev Nidke, he's the Gaiva, then even then, Oz Yalu al Mizbachacha, Parim, even Osid Lovoi, only Parim, only Min Abahema, and not Min Achai. Because the whole thing is hearts. The whole thing is hearts. We're so far away from the hergesh of korban. Now we learned the korbanos, in koilal, you're in kotshim, it's vachim nomenachas in kotshim. In our normal everyday life, we're busy with, we're even mispalel for Yerushalayim, but korbanos don't find my art so much. And Bemis, the Rambam quotes this point himself. The Rambam actually says it. The Rambam says, "Kvar ovad ba'avonaseinu harabim, the inyan of korbanos we've lost. Ve'ein mashkichim boy elomim at bnei adam. Not many people there. Come on, do we ever think? Oh, I wish I could go to Beis Hamikdash and bring an oil on. Lefi, because ve'ein zichro murgal etol shum adam. People are not thinking about it." Yeah, but lefi she'ein shom masa lekayem ha'hergel. Hergel nasa teva. Because we're not involved in it. We never have been involved in it. Our fathers were not involved in it. It's 2,000 years since there was a Beis HaMikdash. So we're far away. Tefillah b'mokim korban. Okay, tefillah b'mokim avodah. And in that, of course, that's why tefillah is absolutely the best substitute for korban, because tefillah is avodah shebalev, an empty tefillah medavanot alavet without any machshava. Efshem or gedavan, hamlish gedavan. You know, without kavana, tefillah bele kavana kegufeli neshama. Why? Because the ikka of the tefillah is makam of korbanos, and korbanos is the ikka is lekarev libenu lavodosai. That is what korban is. That's safer vayikra. Another riot at this theme. Rashi brings it here in the Parsha. Echad amabe, echad amamit. Someone who brings a big comment, a small comment. Ubelvad, sheichabein, liboy lashamay. The Moshe wants to lay. The clock doesn't need the bird, or the lamb, or the goat, or the ox. Hashem wants your heart. If you need to bring this thing to bring your heart to Hashem, okay. Rav Shimshon of Ol Hish explains on the common Tomid, it brings it to a level which we can relate to. We say, Korboni lachmi le'ishai reach nichoichi tishmenu lakriv li b'moy adoi. Oilas Tomid ho asuya b'has Sinai. What's has Sinai? So he says like this. We know the Shekhinah is Ibaram, but it's, the entire world is full of Moshe's covered, but most of us don't zoche to see it or to feel it. A few periods in the history of Klal Yisrael, it was clear, everybody saw the Kavod Shamayim on Sinai. Moshe opened up the heavens and Klal Yisrael saw everything, and the whole world had a great manifestation of Kavod Shamayim. That was a time when the Shekhinah, it said the Lashon HaPasuk, Ke'esh Umare Kavod Hashem, this is end of Mishpatim, Umare Kavod Hashem, the glory, Ke'esh Oicheles Varosh Ha'har. The symbol of Shekhinah, of the Ribbono Shel Olam, was Esh Oicheles Varosh Ha'har. The top of the mountain is a fire, and that is the Shekhinah. So if we take the Shekhinah as the fire on top of the mountain at Har Sinai, in order to keep that alive with us, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, make a korban tamid on my Mizbeach. Mizbeach symbolizes the Har, and the meat on top, the fire, symbolizes the Eish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ke'esh Oicheles Barosh HaHar. And that's why Eish Hamizbeach Tukal Boy Loi Sichbe. That fire mustn't go out. The fire is the Shekhinah. Oilas Tomid Ho Asur B'Has Sinai. Do what you bring back, relive the experience of Sinai when you saw the Shekhinah, when you were connected with the Shekhinah, when it was openly clear to you by bringing the Korban Tomid every day. And think about it. When you're doing the Korban Tomid, this is Sinai, and the fire is the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Eishu Cheles, and that's Korboni Lachmi Le'ishai, Reach Nichoch. That is, again, the Korban Tomid unites Klal Yisrael, binds Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel Olam. This idea, this theme, that it's the Hachna'ah and the Ibugi Gebenkeit of the Yid, is again very clearly demonstrated in another korban, interesting Rashi. By Mincha, beginning of Perek Beis, v'nefesh ki sakriv korban mincha l'Hashem. So let's hear korbanoi, Mincha, five different types of mincha. There's minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, minchas soiles, okay, minchas habitin, the different kind of minchas. But by mincha, the pasuk says the nefesh ki sakriv. It doesn't say by anything. The other place says odom ki yakriv, not nefesh ki yakriv, ki sakriv. Says Rashi, why? Loi nema nefesh b'chol kobonos nadova, ela b'mincha. Mi darkoi leisnade mincha. Who is likely to be the one bring a mincha? It's only a serious wife of flowers, nishin grace geschäft. Or my hakaris bo oni. Who would it be, an oni? He can't afford to pay for a lamb. He can't afford to pay for a goat or for a cow. It's expensive, costs a lot of money. Whereas flour, you go to the shop, not so difficult. Well, you can't go to the shop so simply, okay. But you have flour, it's not so expensive. So who would bring the mincha and ani? Zot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma le ani olav ki ilu hikriv nafshoi. For him, the sacrifice for him is go. A gracious sacrifice, the ani to bring the mincha is harder than the gevir to bring the sheps. And does not Rashi do? Sido, another kind of a korban oif. There's an oil as a oif. You can have oil as a oif, which is one little bird. Chasam soif, a freck like this. If you take it to pounds, shillings and pence, okay, no such thing anymore. Okay, but if you take it down into monetary terms, I can't help it, it comes out naturally. If you take it into monetary terms, the mincha could cost more than a oif. Oh, if there's one little bird, how much can a bird cost? A dove, how much can it cost? Whereas the mincha, he's got to have a mincha flour, and he's got to have shemen, and he's got to have levoina. Come to chayzer, it could cost him even more. Fred the chasam sofer. So why davke by oni? Why davke by mincha? Does the pasuk say nefesh ki sakriv? By the oil as oif could be perhaps more pertinent. Zot the chasam sofer, muri tikka pshat, muri tikka chiddush. You're quite right. It costs more to go and buy the flour and the oil and the levoina than to buy one bird. Meretnish, the Chasam Sofer, where somebody who goes out to buy, he wants to bring a carbon, he goes out to the shop to buy whatever. No, he hasn't got anything. He's the only mamish, he's got garnish, there's no money in his pocket. He's got nothing. I want to bring a carbon. So he goes into the larder cupboard and he sees, oh, I hopped up his flour. I was going to make some challah. I won't make the challah. I'll do it without the challah. So he takes of his own food. It's a hot dish. This is his food. He goes to the cupboard and he finds some flour and he finds some oil. Okay, I'll make sure that it's toil, etc. Okay, but this is it not got to end. There's no outlay at this moment. It costed me. He got that flour. He had to pay for it originally. But now he's not putting his hand in his pocket because he hasn't got anything to pick out of his pocket. His mum is giving his nefesh. Azar mensch, thought the voice of nefesh. Is this not lave? This, the mensch who goes and brings this, his mum is giving his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the greatest manifestation of Ich will come and answer the Rebbeinu Shalom. The only who does this. That's why nefesh, his mum is giving his whole life. In Kolshim Kalim, Sidor Shlomim, and the Pasuk calls him a Toida Shlomo. Yeah, there's an ordinary Shlomim, if that's the right way to describe it. And then there's the Toida. Imal Toido Yakrivenu. So the Pasuk speaks about bringing a Shlomim. It says later on, the Ramban's got a whole explanation to the Seder, why it starts off with Oila, then Mincha, he's got a whole Seder Advarim. But in Shlomim, Vim Zevach Shlomim Korbono. If he decides to bring a Shlomim, then it says, Immin Aboka Humakriv, he can either do Boka, Zochon Lekeva, right? That's that one. And then, Vimin Atsoin Korbonoi. Yeah, okay. Vim Eiz Korbonoi. He's got a choice. Imal Toidas Yakrivenu. There's also a possibility of a Toida, which is also a Shlomim. A type of a Shlomim is this a Toida. There's one massive halacha difference between Toida and Shlomim. You say Ezer Mekomen every morning. Ashlomim is nechol nisnei yomim v'laylo echo. The shlomim you can eat today. For example, if you shefted the shlomim this morning, today in the Beis Hamikdash, Friday, you can eat it today. You can eat it tonight. You can eat it tomorrow. Till nacht, tomorrow night. That's shnei yomim v'laylo echo. Today and tomorrow and tonight. And that's it. After that, you can't eat anymore. A toido has to be eaten today. Today. Only the same day. A toido only today and not tomorrow. A toido is a shlomim. So my nafkamina, why is there this restriction on the toido? I think it's a geravot, I think. A toido, generally speaking, is brought al toido, chayim, chavush, chavush is the lashon of the chavush, the midbar, choile, midbar, and yes, with asurim and yamin. Yeah. So what happened? A person was in a matzav of danger. His life was in a sakana, and he was nitzel. So he realizes, Ich bin schuldig zu der Beinisch Leulam. If I got out of this matzav, it's menachem izuchu yoysav, I'm very pleased, I'm very happy that Baruch Hashem, I'm back again in circulation, everything is fine, but it's nicht gut, so I want to come to the Beinisch Leulam, I want to put my balance, redress the balance, the burnish leilam. I realize you did this for me, I didn't deserve it, and it's kommt mich nicht, and ich bin noch als schuldig to dir. Bringing the toid isn't just thank you, it's recognizing that you owe the burnish leilam, and you'll be better, posh it. And from now onwards, I'll be a better eat. Yeah, posh it. So he comes to the Beis HaMikdash with his behemoth, with his korban, and he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a toiva that he did for him. The emesis. Adam makriv toida b'chol yom, says the Gemara. A person who really bring a toida every single day. We're not yet to be sasurim, and we're not chodesh and israpi. Oh, but we woke up this morning, we can all see, we can all walk, we can all hear, we're not chodesh and israpi. Who said this morning, our faculties are all working perfectly well, every day we're not chodesh and israpi. And if we can get out of bed, we're yet to be sasurim, etc., etc. Every moment, and the secher shemachol yom imonim, and the secher v'toyv v'secher shemachol eis. The emes is the person who bring a toida today and tomorrow and the next day, because you need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't bring a toida today and eat it tomorrow. Tomorrow you've got a new debt. Tomorrow is a nochachir to the Bein Shalom. If I leave it till tomorrow, that means what? Today and tomorrow I'll pray. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did your muridik toiva today. You recognize your makir the toiva. You bring a korban. Now tomorrow, no, you can't connect with tomorrow. Tomorrow, in theory, you need to do it again, nochamal. So you can't keep over your toida from today and tomorrow. A lesson for a person to recognize when he brings his toida, that not to take for granted the toivas that he has all the time. That have an emes, you should bring nochamal toida, nochamal toida, nochamal toida. So therefore, you can't eat the toida tomorrow. Today, to be magbil, this is today, your toiva, you recognize, and you're going to owe again tomorrow. That's the reason for toida, that it should be only the Yom Echad. By Oilo, there is a din of Heshet v'nituach. Skin the animal and cut it up into pieces. Although an Oilo is not Mechape fachet, but the Gemara says Mechape al Oilo. It's Mechape al Mitzvah Asay, and it's Mechape al Machshava. So an Oilo, even an Oilo, has an element of Kapora in it. As we said, the whole theme of the Korban is the worst thing a person could do is be a Balgaiv and think that he has come to him. By the Oilo, the Pasuk says, skin, take the outside off. Remez to yourself, take off the veneer. The business as I shame be domains. You're not what you are. Cut up into pieces. Cut yourself up into pieces. Hefshet v'nituach. Bit by bit. Each piece of you. You're not a ich bin a ganzer mensch. You're a tzebroch and a whole load of bit broken pieces put together. Hefshet v'nituach. The remez for the oila, for the person to realize cut up and break it into pieces. I was also asked to say something on Inyanei Deyoma, so very briefly, 2 points to do with the Megillah. One in Drush, in a light vein, but their Geschmack, is Azoi. Achashverosh made a Seuda, Yomim Rabim, Shmoinim Umaas Yoim. Yomim Rabim, Shmoinim Umaas Yoim, 180 days. And after that, he made another Seuda, Shivas Yomim, so 7 days. Now, in Drush, we have Nitin Rishus to stretch a bit. So I think I saw this many, many years ago. I think it's Chasam Sofer Bechdeknish. Yomim is 2 days. Yomim is 2 days. Rabim is more than 2 days. That's another three. That's cheating a little bit. But okay, Yomim is two. Rabim is three. That's five. So 5 days, then 180 days. That's 185. And then another 7 days is 192. Yeah? So from start of party until the seventh day, when Vashti got killed, right? From then to then, was 192 days. Now, we both state in the Megillah, Bishnas Shalosh Lemolchoi, Loi Barkosov Lesasim Ela Lefarish. When Bishnas Shalosh? Must be started from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Limlochim is Tishri, right? Legoim is Tishri. So from the first of Tishri, he started the first party, and he had Yomim, Rabim, Shmoin Bum Asyoim, and 7 days. If you work out where that will bring you, it's as follows. Let's work it out. Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar. 6 months Kisidron is 59 times 3, 177. Yes, 177. Correct? 177 days. So, from the beginning of the party till Rosh Chodesh Nisan was 177. Right? 177. Wait a minute, I've got my math on my head, right? 150. 177, yeah. And we've another 15 days, correct, right? Brings us to 15th of Nisan. So the day when, the seventh day when Achashverosh called Vashti to the Sudan, she refused to come, was first day Pesach. Yes, for statement, why Vashti refused to come. Who was Vashti? The daughter of Belshazzar. What happened to Belshazzar? Belail Seder, at the night of the Seder he made the Seuda, and the writing on the wall, Takal Takal Meneo Parsin, and Daniel was Mefarish, the writing means that Paras will come to an end, that Bovel will come to an end, and tonight you will be killed. And Belshazzar was killed that night. So she had Yeltsin from Tatum. So she didn't go. She refused to go. You stupid man, you asked me to come to a party. My father's outside tonight. So she didn't go. Okay. Huh? No. Yeah, of course they did. The fact that we've got Nissan is the Goyish Luach, it's the Bovel Luach, in the Hanabi. Yeah, okay. That's on Bedech Melitza, right. Then one other point, one very, very powerful point, which the whole theme of the Megillah is. The Gemara says, Este Melatorim Inayin, Haster Aster Ponat Yomahu. The whole Olam Hazeh is Hester Ponim. The Burnish Olam is Dorbet, he's covered over, there's a cloud, there's a blanket of Hester Ponim, that we don't see the Moshlam. Teva is the Hester Ponim, everything that Burnish Olam feared, Abimazet does Nisht, it's all clouded over. And that's what the whole lesson of Megillas Esther is, that everything is, it's a state of Burnish Olam, it doesn't look, that's why it's called Purim. Purim, the word pur means a lot, take a lot. It's, look at the door, you bring out something, it's not planned. No. It looks like everything is just Purim. But the emphasis is, work it out. Did you just look at one, take one item from the whole story, amazing. Achashverosh was looking for a new wife. And so he makes a competition. And in the end, Esther is chosen. I ask you, of all the tens of thousands of shiksas in Paras or Modai, all of them, thousands of them wanted the job. She was queen, beautiful dresses and balls and parties. The one who wanted it the least was Esther. Hashem Yerachim, she should go to have to be with that Rosh and that Tommy. Imagine we don't know the story, Rabbi Yisrael, before Purim. Imagine then and then on that day, we were in Paras, I'm sure, wherever we were, and the announcement comes out, there's been a competition, and you know who's the new queen? Esther. Oive. We'd all take Korea. What would we say? What would we do? Replenish them. What do you want from us? Replenish them. There'll be an Asifa, there'll be a Tziras Tfilo, we'll say Hashem Hashem, and there'll be Tanisim and Achvizvos for days and weeks to replenish them. Why are you so angry with us? Why are you doing such a terrible thing to us? And what was the replenish them doing? Preparing the Gula, and that's 5 years advance. Bishna Sheva Malchusai. She was Queen Ishna Sheva. For 5 whole years, she had to suffer to be with Achashverosh, because in Mori Shleilim, it's the thing that I'm laughing. We down here were crying, were screaming, why? Why did you do such a terrible thing to us? Hashem was doing the beautiful thing. Abad Zanishka Zen. That's the lesson of Purim. 5 years, we were remained in darkness. Everything that Mori Shleilim does for us, however schwer it might look, it's really a muradika toiva, but it's a hasta ponim. You can't see it. Without wissen that the Ribbono Shel Olam is only doing the toiva seinu. Every tzorah of Shelo'i Tovoi Aleinu is Bevas Nishkan tzorah. This tzorah of Esther would have been a calamity, a tragedy of massive proportions in the time of Klal Yisrael. And people, the Nishtar Zeshtatu Ben Emuna would say, oh, you see, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't get. We see a terrible sorrow. The Ribbono Shel Olam's got a plan, and believe me, it's good. It doesn't look good at the moment, but it's good. That's the limo. That's the haster. That's the bottom. That's the marriage limo from the beginning. You're right. I meant to. I've got Epsom on me. On me. I don't know.